page 44. Writing. A description of an accident. 1. Read and listen to Sam's description of an accident. Put the pictures in the correct order. Last Saturday evening, I was walking into town with my friend Jenny. It was raining really hard because there was a terrible storm. It was a bit frightening and we were thinking about going back home. Suddenly, there was a loud noise and a big tree branch fell down into the road. We were trying to move the branch when a car appeared. The driver wasn't driving very fast, but he didn't see the branch and he drove into it. I ran to the car and looked inside. The driver wasn't conscious and there was blood on his head. Meanwhile, Jenny called an ambulance. An ambulance arrived quite quickly and took the man to hospital. Then, a reporter arrived when we were leaving, so we told her about the accident. The next day our story was in the newspaper. It was really exciting. Language focus. Time expressions. We were watching TV. Suddenly, the phone rang. The police evacuated the area. Meanwhile, the firemen tried to stop the fire. We called an ambulance. Then, we helped the accident victims. 2. Look at the language focus. Translate the words in bold into your language, then find examples in the text. 3. Complete the sentences with suddenly, meanwhile or then. 1. The rescuers climbed down to the boy. They took him to the helicopter. 2. We were walking through the jungle, we saw a tiger. 3. I started making a fire, my friends looked for more wood. 4. I was looking at the river, I heard a voice shouting, "Help! Help!" 5. Tom was walking back to the camp. His friends were looking for him. 4. Write a description of an accident, 120 to 150 words. Writing a description of an accident. Step 1. Plan. Think of an imaginary or real accident. When, where and how did it happen? Step 2. Write. Write your first version. Organize the story into 3 paragraphs. Step 3. Check. Check your writing for errors. Try to include suddenly, meanwhile and then. Step 4. Write. Write your final copy and hand in your work. Further practice writing guide 3 page 116.